Everybody again this morning. I hope and pray. You know what? I was watching the little baby over here a little bit ago, and she'd put the binky in his mouth, and he'd spit it out. You know, he'd spit it out because he said it wasn't what he wanted. I'm here to tell you this morning, Jesus has what we want. And I guarantee you, if you get it, you won't want to spit it out. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord this morning. Thank the Lord for His goodness, for His mercy. If you would, turn to the book of Judges, the 7th chapter. And when you get there, would you please stand? We're going to read God's Word in honor of His Word. Would you please stand? Judges, the 7th chapter, the 15th and the 15th verse through the 18th verse, if you would. And it was so, when Gideon heard the telling of the dream and the interpretation thereof, and he worshipped and returned unto the host of Israel and said, Arise, for the Lord has delivered unto your hands the host of Midian. And he divided the 300 men into three companies, and he put a trumpet in every man's hand with empty pitchers and lamps within the pitchers. And he said unto them, Look on me and do likewise, and behold, when I come to the outside of the camp, it shall be that as I do, so shall ye do. When I blow with a trumpet, I and all that are with me, then blow ye the trumpets also on every side of the camp, and say, and I want you to concentrate on this for a little bit, the sword of the Lord and of Gideon. Let us pray, Father, as we come, Lord, this morning. I come with thanksgiving in my heart this morning, Father, for the opportunity once more to stand behind the sacred desk, Lord. I pray, Father, that, Lord, as you look upon each and every one here this morning, I pray, Father, that you would look upon our hearts and our souls. I pray, Lord, that you would open them up, Lord, to your word. I pray, Father, that whatever's preached here this morning would be for the upbuilding of the king of your kingdom and for your glory, Lord. I pray most of all this morning that you would get me out of the way, Lord. I pray, Father, that you know that, Lord, that the anointing would be upon it, Lord, and that, Father, without the anointing, Lord, there's nothing to it. We understand that. And we ask it in Jesus' name. And amen. And amen. And you may be seated. Kasa Kamas. I want you to remember that because I'm going to preach on that here in just a little bit. The title of my message this morning is The Christian Battle Cry. And I want to talk a little bit about that this morning, the Christian battle cry. If you got your Bibles, I'm going to read a bunch of scriptures here. You know, I don't know if you're going to be able to follow along or not, but I want you to mark them down if you get the chance and go through and look at them later. But as I do this, I'm going to read several passages. And as I do this, listen to the common theme that's in every one of these passages this morning. Deuteronomy, the 31st chapter, the 6th and the 7th verse. It says this, Be strong and of a good courage, fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, He is it that doeth goeth with thee, and He will not fail thee nor forsake thee. And Moses called unto Joshua and said unto him, In the sight of all Israel, be strong and of a good courage, for thou must go with this people unto the land which thou, the Lord, hast sworn unto their fathers, and to give them, and thou shalt cause them to inherit it. Now going down to verses 31, 22, and 23. Moses therefore wrote this song the same day and taught it to the children of Israel. And he gave Joshua, the son of Nun, a charge, and he said, Be strong and of a good courage, for thou shalt bring the children of Israel unto the land I swear unto them, and I will be with thee. In Joshua, the first chapter, the 6th and the 7th verse, Be strong and of a good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand nor to the left, that thou mayest prosper wheresoever thou goest. Joshua 1:9. Have I not commanded thee to be strong and of a good courage? Be not afraid, neither thou be dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee wheresoever thou goest. 1 Chronicles 22:13. Thou shalt prosper if thou takest heed to fulfill the statutes and judgments which the Lord charged Moses concerning Israel. Be strong and of a good courage. Dread not, nor be dismayed. 1 Chronicles 28:20. And David said to Solomon, his son, be strong and of a good courage, and do it. Fear not, nor be dismayed, for the Lord God, even my God, will be with thee. He will not fail thee nor forsake thee until thou hast finished all the work for the service of the house of the Lord. Ephesians 6:10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. What do all these scriptures have in common? What do they have in common? Be strong and have a good courage. And this is the one I want the New Testament church to be aware of. You're probably going to say it whenever I read this to you. It has nothing to do with what you just read, Dave. But I'm going to tell you, bear with me as I preach today. Bear with me as I go about preaching. And then come to me at the end of it. 1 Corinthians 13:1. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I am become as a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. I told you, if you look at it, you may not think that it goes along with what I'm going to say. Underline the word tinkling cymbal because I am going to get back to that here in a little bit. History has taught us, brothers and sisters, throughout history, there's always been a battle cry for those when they lead soldiers into battle. We just read what Gideon was instructed to do. Whenever the American Revolution has said, give me liberty or give me death. Whenever they talked about the Texas Revolution, it was said, remember the Alamo. But there's always been, whenever a country's been at war, there has been a battle cry that has led that army into battle and to great victories at times. Let me make a statement this morning that I believe you'll all agree with me here this morning is, we are in a spiritual battle, amen? Not just one battle, but I'm here to tell you we will face several battles in our Christian walk. But we are in a battle. As you walk this path, I'm here to instruct you here this morning to let you know that we are in a battle for our lives spiritually. Not only in a battle for ourselves, but I'm here this morning to tell you that we are in a battle for our neighbors, for our friends, for our family. We are in a battle, brothers and sisters, and I'm here to tell you, I believe sometimes the church has lost its battle cry, is what I want to talk about this morning. But I'm going to tell you something about these battles. These are battles that we can win. Amen? Through God's mighty hand, we can win them. In 2 Corinthians, the 10th chapter, it tells us this, the 3rd through the 5th verse. Or though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imagination and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. But if you think for one minute, once you're saved, that the devil's going to leave you alone after you're saved and everything's going to be fine and everything's going to be great, I'm here to tell you this morning, brothers and sisters, I have some oceanfront property down on Medina that I want to sell you real cheap. Because that's not going to happen. I'm just here to tell you, it's not going to happen. You know what? We are enlisted in God's mighty army this morning. That's what we are. You're part of the mighty warriors that stand for truth, that stand up for what God stands for, that stand for the principle of God's word. Praise God this morning. I'm here to tell you, we have a battle cry this morning. Be strong and of a good courage. That is what our battle cry is. You stand upon the principles of God's word. The moment you get saved, you enter into some of the toughest battles that you're ever going to face. Amen? I'm here to tell you, the devil doesn't like it. The devil does not like it. The people around you, some of them ain't going to like it. Some of your family isn't going to like it. Situations will come out of nowhere sometimes, it seems. You know, life will deliver a roundhouse punch to you right in the gut sometimes. It'll do that. But remember, we have a battle cry that we can stand on. Be strong and have a good courage. Kamas, Amos. That's what it means. Kamas, Amos. Say that over and over in your mind. Kamas, Amos. Kamas means stands. It means strong. Kamas, Amos means courage. That's what it means in the Hebrew. Praise God, we have a battle cry. At the end, if you think life stinks and life is bad, Paul, I'm full of something, all right? I'm full of the Holy Spirit. Amen? Praise the Lord this morning. I tell you what, full of the Holy Spirit of God. That's what we better be full of this morning. That's what we better have in our lives. It's already been decided. The battle's already been won even before you picked up arms here this morning. Praise God. In the end, we are victorious. Let me read it to you again in case you don't know. Revelations 21 and 1 through 5. Listen to this. We are victorious. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and He will dwell with them, and they shall be His people, and God Himself shall be with them and be their God. Man, and listen to this, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And He that sat on the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And He said unto me, listen to this, write these words, for they are true and they are faithful. Praise God. Kesach Hamas this morning. Be strong and of a good courage. For praise God this morning, we have nothing to hang our heads on. We have nothing to be ashamed of. For God, the one that we serve, is able to carry us through. 2019 has come. Praise God. Kesach Hamas. I don't know what you're going to face, but I'm here to tell you this morning, God has dealt with me this week about that. We have nothing to be afraid of. Not a thing to be afraid of. We find the children of Israel, and that scripture I read to you, they're getting ready to go into the promised land and claim what God has given them. They're getting ready to face challenges that they had no idea what they were going to face. I don't know what's going to go on in your life in 2019, but I'm going to here to tell you there's going to be battles. Amen? There's going to be battles in your life. I don't know how. They may be small ones. They may be big ones. But I'm here to tell you this morning, Kesach Hamas, be strong and of a good courage. Because you know what? Those battles are coming. But praise God, God has already won the war. You're going to fight many a battle. But one of these days, we will go home one of these days. We be not able to stand. The Bible says that we be not able to stand up against these people, for they are stronger than we. You know what? The battle that you face, you may be thinking this morning here that, you know what? I don't know. That battle seems like it's too much for me to handle. I say glory to God because it is too much for you to handle. Amen? Amen. The only way that we can handle some of the things that we handle in this life is because God dwells with us, that God goes with us. I'm telling you, I don't know how some people do it out here without our Lord and Savior in their life to lead, guide, and direct, to go with them and comfort them. He said, you know, we'd be able to stand up against these people, for they're stronger than we. Yeah, they were stronger than them. You know what? They could have went into the promised land 40 years before they did. We all know that. We've read the scripture. They could have went in there 40 years. They said, well, you know, because fear gripped them. You know, they said, we are like grasshoppers in their sight. You know what? Your battle this morning may seem like a giant. I don't know. Your battle this morning may seem like it's bigger than you, than anything that anybody can help or anything. I'm here to tell you, I serve a God that's able to do above and beyond anything that we ask or can even conceive sometimes. Amen. And after that generation died off, God tells Joshua, it's time to go get the promise. Amen. After they die, He tells them, it's time to go get it. Be strong and have a good courage. God has given them a battle cry. He had given it to them. I'm giving it to you here this morning for 2019. Be strong and have a good courage. For the God that we serve will go with us down through 2019, through 2020, until the time that He takes us out of here or He calls us home someday. Just because you're saved doesn't mean there won't be battles. We sometimes look at it. God promised them God given them the promised land, did He not? But He said there was going to be battles to get it. We're going to go home one of these days, but there are going to be battles before we get there. There's going to be battles. That's all there is to it. Be strong and have a good courage. Do you know how many nations they conquered when they went into the promised land? Did you ever count it? 31 of them. They conquered 31 nations whenever God sent them into the promised land to get what they had to get. 31 of them. They conquered. And every time they would go to battle, they would say, "Kasach Hamas, be strong and have a good courage because God is with us." Every time. It became known as their ancient battle cry. That's what it became known as. And the enemy knew it when they heard Kasach Hamas. That they started to tremble. They knew that the enemy would say, "We've heard of this people. God is with them." Listen to me. If God's with you this morning, the enemy knows it. Amen? The enemy knows it this morning. The enemy knows that whenever you get serious with God, the enemy knows it. He trembles. God is on their side, and fear would come upon the enemy. Romans 8:31, "What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us?" Say it with me. If God be for us, who can be against us? That pretty much encompasses everybody, everything I know. Amen? Amen? 2000, Kasach Hamas! That is our battle cry. Be strong. I think Rahab said it best. Did she not? Over in Joshua 2:9-11, when she said this, and she said unto the men, "I know that the Lord has given you the land, and that your terror is falling upon us, and that all the inhabitants of the land faint because of you. For we have heard of how the Lord dried up the waters of the Red Sea for you when he came out of Egypt, and what ye did unto the two kings of the Amorites that were on the other side of Jordan, Sihon and Og, whom ye utterly destroyed. And as soon as we had heard these things, our hearts did melt." And he goes on, "Neither did this there remain any more courage in any man because of you, for the Lord your God, he is the God in heaven above and the earth beneath." Kasach Hamas, brothers and sisters, what do we have to be afraid of? We serve a God. You know what? Listen to me. Whenever we stand up and be strong and in a good courage, I'm here to tell you this morning, the enemy knows it. The enemy will flee. The enemy knows it because we serve the one true God. What a wonderful lesson. What a wonderful lesson for everybody sitting in this building here this morning. It says over in Psalms, "I am not afraid of 10,000 people that have set themselves against me round and about." That's what, why should we be afraid? If you're a child of God this morning, say it over and over, Kasach Hamas, in your heart. Because if you want to put the enemy on the run, say Kasach Hamas. Amen. God is with you. "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." I don't know. Again, what 2019 has in store for anybody in here. But I believe battles await for you. I believe that. Remember this battle cry when they come against you, when these battles come, when these situations arise in your life. Remember Kasach Hamas. Be strong and have a good courage. Remember that. Use it. Say it over in your mind as doubt pops in. Kasach Hamas. Listen, I feel too many Christians have lost that battle cry. I feel that they have lost it. I really do. They have let situations control their lives. They have let situations bring them down instead of believing God's word. Jesus tells us, "These things have I spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulations," folks. We said that time and time again. In this world you're going to have tribulations. "Be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." Amen. Kasach Hamas. Be strong. Be strong. Either God's word is true in all points or it's not true at all. Amen? We either believe that this morning or we don't believe any of it this morning. Amen? Let your battle cry stand upon God's word. You know, my Bible tells me that a whale swallowed Jonah. Or a great fish is what it says. But I believe it was a whale. You know what? I would have believed it if it had said Jonah swallowed a whale. Amen? Exactly. If that's God's word, it is God's word. Stand upon that. I believe every word. But I believe every word of it. You can call me unlearned. You can call me stupid. You can call me crazy. Whatever pronoun and adjective you want to call me. But praise God, call me home one day. Amen. God's word will be true, as Bobby Webb says, when this world is on fire. Amen. His word will stand true. I've got good news for you this morning. Kasakamos. I've got good word for you this morning. Kasakamos. Be strong and of a good courage. Amen. 1 Peter, casting all your cares upon Him, for He cares for you. God has already won the war. Kasakamos. Amen. He's already won it. You have nothing to hang your heads down about. You have nothing, nothing at all to walk around depressed and downhearted. Praise God. Romans 8:37 says, in all things, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him that has loved us. Amen. We are more than conquerors. Be strong and have a good courage this morning. Take it with you. When David was talking to Solomon over in 1 Chronicles 28:20 about building the temple, I'm going to read that again. I read it a little bit ago, but I'll read it again. And David said to Solomon his son, be strong and of good courage, and do it, and fear not, nor be dismayed. For the Lord God, even my God, will be with you. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee, until thou hast finished all the work for the service of the house of the Lord. He was telling him, you're about to undertake a pretty, almost impossible task. But guess what? If you're strong and you have good courage, you're going to complete it. And of course, Solomon did. But listen to me. Listen, the devil's going to fight you whenever you want to try. And he told him, the devil's going to fight you all the way. He said, the people may even fight you. I'm here to tell you this morning, the devil will never bother a church that's not on fire for the Lord. It'll never bother that church. It has no desire to father. You know, if they're spiritually dead, the devil will say, let's leave them alone. I got them right where they want them. But I'm here to tell you this morning, in the minute you start seeing a church come alive and in the service for the Lord, the moment that you see people blessed and you see souls being saved, the second you decide that you're going to do something for the glory of God, I'm telling you, the devil will raise his ugly head and try to do whatever he can do to tear it down. And I say, Kasak Hamas, be strong and of a good courage. God, be strong. Don't say it. And he starts causing confusion. He starts causing fighting. He starts causing all manner of things within the church. Because that's what he's good at. That's what he likes to do. And when you see this happening, remember the words that to Solomon. Kasak Hamas. Because praise God, we can get there. We are overcomers. Be strong and of a good courage. Do it. And I like what he said right there. Be strong and of a good courage and do it. Can I tell you this morning? Can I tell you that whenever the church is on fire for God, let the heathen rage, let the devil do what he wants to do. Let's do what God wants us to do. Amen? I want to see people saved. I want to see people's lives changed. I want to see people, I want to see them drawn closer to the Lord. I want to see them brought to the point to where all they want to do is serve God and whatever He has for them to do. That's what I would like to see. Praise God this morning. We serve that kind of God. Kasak Hamas this morning. Ephesians 6:12. And whenever troubles come, remember this. The people's not our enemies, because there's a much deeper force than that. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and against powers and against rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Look the devil right in the eye and say to him, Kasak Hamas this morning, because be strong and have a good courage. James 4:7, submit yourself therefore to God. Resist the devil, and guess what he'll do? He will flee from you. That is a promise from God. Did you get that? That is, we don't have to hang our head. We don't have to act like we're defeated, because we are not defeated. This church, listen to me, this church you and I belong to is not our church. Amen? It's not our church. We got to remember that Matthew 6:18, I say unto thee, thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church. And what? The gates of hell shall not prevail against it. We got to remember, we're part of the bigger plan, brother. Drift Run's part of the bigger plan. Amen? We're part of the church of God. That's what we're part of, the church of Jesus Christ established many years ago. You know what? I wrote this down. I got this thought come to my mind. You know what? as many people as are out there, you know what? There should be a big army of people in the church, right? There should be a big army. Just go to any funeral if you don't want to know what I'm talking about, because everybody's going to heaven. Right? Makes no difference what they've done. Makes no difference where they've been, what they've been into. Makes no difference if they've been to church, accepted Jesus or not. They preach it like everybody's going to heaven. I'm telling you what, that's not what the Bible says. Not what it says. And I look at that sometimes and I'm thinking, no, no matter what they've done or whether they're saved or not, everybody's going to heaven. That's not what it's saying. That's not what this Bible teaches. The Bible says in 7:14, because straight is the gate and narrow is the way that leadeth unto life, and few be there that find it. Few. Few. I'm telling you what. Sometimes that breaks my heart when I read that. I don't get giddy about that. Some people, I'm not giddy about that, because that right there terrifies me. That terrifies. The next time you see someone on social media talking about how that they are a Christian, and the next minute they're posting or cussing and tearing down somebody, remember, kasakamos. Because the next time you see someone make everyone think that they're a Christian at church, and outside of here they're totally different, remember, kasakamos. Matthew 21:23 says this, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? In thy name have we not cast out devils? In thy name done many wonderful works? Then I will profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Brothers and sisters, I'm here to tell you, be strong and have a good courage. Whenever you see this stuff going on, whenever you see it, don't get discouraged. Don't think that, you know what, that's how everybody in the church is, because that's not how everybody in the church is. There are going to be few be that find it. Amen? Few be that find it. Kasakamos. Be strong and have a good courage, because you know what? One day, God will set everything right. I mentioned 1 Corinthians 13:1 earlier when I said, you know, and we talked about the twinkling symbol. Back in the day, whenever Paul's day, you know what they used, the pagans used to do? When their ceremonies, they would take symbols and they'd clam them together and they'd take brass and they'd play brass. That's what they did at a pagan worship. That's what they did. And that's what he's talking about. He said, you become like that. Because you know why? Paul's trying to get across to the Corinthian church and us as well. Whenever he said, to all of us today, and if anyone calling themselves a Christian and does not possess the love of God, if they do not speak love, if they do not act in love, the words they speak, no matter what they speak, mean nothing. Amen? You can fool a lot of people, but you'll never fool God. Kasak Hamas. Be strong and have a good courage. No matter if it's the preacher, no matter if it's the teacher, no matter if it's the leader of a church, listen to me. They would have no more power, no more than what these pagan ceremonies had by just going around and clanking those cymbals together. No more than that. Listen to me. I pray for the anointing of God whenever I preach. I pray for that. That's what I want. That's what I want. The devil would like nothing more than for me and you to look at men and women and for our salvation instead of Jesus. This is where we run afoul. This is where we go astray. I love Patty, but I'm not looking at Patty to save me. Amen? I love my wife, but I'm looking at my wife to save me. It isn't what brother so-and-so did 20 years ago that saved me. It's what Jesus Christ did for me.
Amen.
Look unto the author and the finisher of my faith. That's who we look to. That's who we look to. Oh, don't get me wrong. All of us have failed from time to time. And people could look at us and think, man, alive, that's a Christian sometimes. They can look at us and see where we fail from time to time. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about somebody that constantly does things and goes about their business and has no concern for what Jesus is. Hebrews 12:2, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, for who the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame that is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. The next time you feel like you're being made fun of, talked about, kasakamos. Be strong and of a good courage. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets which were before you. Brothers and sisters, it's time the church stopped playing games. It's time the church stopped playing games. I'll say it again. It's time. And knowing the time, it is now high time to awake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believe. Kasakamos! 2019's upon us. Praise God. We've got so much we can do as a church and as an individual. We're not home yet, children. Keep your eyes upon the Savior. Few more days to labor, then we'll sit down beside the river. Praise God. We're not home yet. Kasakamos. Be strong and of a good courage. We've got a lot to accomplish through the Lord right here at Drift Run Church. I'm not one to look around and just want seats filled, but guess what? If there's an empty seat, there's an empty soul out there somewhere. We can pray that God will fill this place up. Amen. Overflowing. I pray that we have to build another sanctuary down in that bottom 10 times this size. Not because of me, but because Jesus Christ is working. Kasakamos. Be strong and of a good courage. That's our battle cry. We are not victims. We are victorious. Amen. We are not victims. We are victorious. I've read the back of the book. We win. Sometimes we walk around here like we're defeated. We walk around like we are defeated, like we hang our heads down, we walk around, oh, woe is me. That's not us. That's not a Christian. Praise God. You know what? If He takes us out of this life, we're going to a better place. Amen. We are victorious. Put on the whole armor of God. Right? Greg said it earlier. And I know it's written. Put on the whole armor of God. Put it on. God does not send us into battle empty-handed. He didn't. We're going to face battle. He didn't send you empty-handed. We've got all the tools we need. What we need to do is use them. Amen? Amen. We need to use them. Kasakamos. Let me ask you a question this morning. Are you saved here this morning? That's a question only you can ask. What's the reason that's holding you back here this morning? You feel that you can't live it? If that's your reasoning, glory to God, because there ain't a soul in here can live it. Amen. Amen? You look around here, there's not a soul in here that can live it by themselves. Not a one. It takes Jesus Christ in our hearts. It takes the Spirit in our lives. That's what it takes. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. All have sinned. I was a sinner one day. Jesus Christ saved me. Amen. Amen. Amen? There's a lot of sinners in here. There were sinners at one time. Jesus Christ saved them. Listen, we're all that way. We're all, as Ryan Love used to say, we're all broken. The only thing that put the pieces back together is the time I got on my knees and got saved one day. Praise the Lord. Kasakamos. They come and get a song this morning.